Hello, it's Wednesday, January the 26th. Yesterday we were in verses 3, 4 and 5, especially of chapter 8 of Revelation, the altar, the incense, the prayers of the saints ascending. And then there were peals of thunder and flashes of lightning and an earthquake. And all of that was depicting the final judgment. Now we turn to the seven trumpets, and we should think of this not as chronologically after the seven seals. This is the order in which John saw these things, and so for John they come afterwards, but actually these seven trumpets are depicting exactly the same thing that the seven seals were depicting, only there's a little more intensity. And later there'll be seven bowls and doing the same thing. So there's this repetition that's taking place in Revelation. Now the first five trumpets depict events that are continuous throughout church history, right up until the second coming. So they are depicting events that are happening right now and have been happening and will happen tomorrow. John picks up now the language of the five plagues, the first five plagues of the Exodus. They punished hard-heartedness and unbelief and idolatry. That was the intent of the plagues in the book of Exodus. And again, these judgments are throughout the church age. They're introduced for us in verse 2 of chapter 8, and now in verse 6, now the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. Notice again, there's a certain limitation to these judgments. A third of the earth was burnt up, a third of the trees, a third of the sea becomes blood, a third of the ships are destroyed. Rivers, moon, sun, stars, all of them have this one-third idea. So these are not final judgments. These are temporary judgments where the wrath of God is somewhat restrained. There's mention of a great star called Wormwood. There's an allusion to Jeremiah 9 and Jeremiah 23. Wormwood was a moderately poisonous plant, and it's used in the alcohol absinthe, for example. And again, throughout history, you and I should ask when calamities appear, earthquakes and tsunamis and so on, these are intimations from God to call us to our senses and to call us to worship Him. We should be asking, I think, that question in the midst of a global pandemic. What is God actually saying to us? And one thing that He's saying to us is that the time is short and that we need to serve Him day and night. We need to be out and out for Christ. The first five trumpets, judgments in the world. Just read the headlines in your newspapers or your news app, and what you see there are the five trumpets of God's judgment. Well, we'll look at it again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, but for now, have a wonderful day.